Hello there, Gia.
Good evening, Keisha. How are we
Good evening
doing?
to you. Doing okay? Doing okay.
You're discombobulated, though, I hear. Word on the street is you're discombobulated. That's a fun word.
It is, isn't it? It's a long word. Yeah, I think it's having Monday off that threw me. I
Oh, it
can't
threw you for a
figure
loop.
out where we are in the week. Yeah.
All the fireworks and
All those such like
all those
whatnot.
you probably couldn't even see fireworks from your rural location, or could
Well,
you?
I could hear them. I didn't check to see
Yeah.
if I could see them, but they were.
We've had them going on for pre and after. I can't believe anybody has any left, but you still hear the occasional lame little like, oh, what do you know? There was one more firecracker.
That sounds a lot like your Kid Rock impression.
I think there probably are a lot of Kid Rock fans around here.
Yeah, probably. Lucky you. Lucky
Yes.
you, Gia. Oh dear. Okay,
But
let's see.
yeah,
What
shall we
were you going
dive
to
in?
say?
So what did we, so I can't remember when we last spoke. So we didn't have a hospital Monday. We had
No. So we're talking, I guess, about Tuesday, Wednesday,
Wednesday,
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. I feel like there's only two, but all right.
Now I kind of do too, but
But
let's
we had some big stuff. We had some
We did.
flashy things, and we had some, I thought, some good stuff today. I actually got surprised by something. I love that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, let's start
Yeah.
there then.
You want to dive into that?
Sure.
Okay. Valentine and Victor in the park. I did not see that coming. That
Well,
Victor, or did you already know that? Am I stupid?
no, I didn't know that, but I remember thinking when Charlotte got sent away to school and that Victor had taken her, that seemed weird to me. And I thought,
If you don't say things out loud, you
I think
get
I did say
no.
so. I did say something.
Okay,
I
you're gonna
did.
have to find it and show me that.
Well, I thought maybe Valentine had decided she would be safer there away from Victor,
Ah,
but yeah,
okay.
it just seemed sort of it didn't make sense to me that with him loving her so much that he would
Yeah,
send her away to
okay.
school. So I wasn't completely surprised, and also it kind of explains why Valentine is kind of here one minute, gone the next,
Gone the next, yeah. And the
But
weird wee French sea
yeah,
captain or whatever
bonjour,
he was playing, yeah. Like French porn star mustache captain.
Although I think I kind of feel like since he does love Charlotte so much, he would have killed Victor by now for fucking with him and his daughter that way, you know?
Well, is he actually a killer? Is he a
I
murderer?
was trying to think back because everybody
I
thinks
know
he's
he.
such an evil guy,
Well,
but
he used to be thought of as such an evil guy, but has he actually committed murder? Do we know that he has?
Shot Nicholas, but of course Nicholas survived, and I don't know if I can't remember if he's
I checked
actually
Ava
killed
off the
him.
parapet that time, but that's just fun.
Sure. Everybody has to get chucked off the parapet.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
like an
going right after
initiation.
this, like
I'd
right
love to
after
get
this
thrown off a
conversation.
parapet.
Yeah, I'm headed out there.
But I feel like it has like there are people that have actually killed, several people and or, been much more evil, and they've
Yeah.
redeemed themselves somehow, like Ava
Like
and
Ava herself,
Hazel,
yeah.
our gals, our poor Charles gals.
Yeah. I mean, Liesl's able to pull it off and be a comic character. She's a
Yes,
comic murderess,
she is. She's feisty.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I did not see that coming. I didn't know Victor was holding Charlotte sort of captive there at the boarding
Yeah,
school.
that's pretty shitty.
And the first time Valentine referred to him as dad or daddy, I was like, oh no, you're not going the way of TJ. I'm going to start calling him daddy and, wanting to sit on his knee and toss a ball around in the park or
Yeah, toss.
something.
Oh, that would be cute, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be
Toss
like in knee
ball around.
pants and, dad, dad? Yeah. Dad, watch what I can do, or,
That would have been a cute Father's Day episode.
Yeah, it would have been funny. But anyway, I thought that was a good little scene. I like it when they head out into the great outdoors for
You
weird little
do
scenes.
when
Yeah,
they're
I think that's a
actually
lot of fun.
outside and not in some set.
Yeah, like, didn't that look like it was actually outside?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It did. Yeah.
It actually looked like it might be upstate New York to me as well. I don't know why I say that.
Oh, you're just kissing up to them.
There's a sort of darkness in like, you know, like in Central Park and stuff. There's sort of like there's a different vibe to outside New York than there is in other places.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that I can't I'm not explaining that well as usual, but
Well, I kind of looking at their outdoor scenes, I can tell that they're not New York. And I don't know how or why,
but they're making it look like New York to me.
well,
I
I know they
know.
film out in California.
I know they're in California, but there's some
Yeah.
like there's this darkness to the lighting or something. I don't know. I don't know how to
I don't
explain it.
know.
Like
I don't know how to
if it were
help you, Tia.
California, I would expect it to be very sun-kissed, you know,
Yeah.
very
Yeah.
white
Well, they
light.
might be in some sort of a lot somewhere, you know,
Yeah.
like the shade of a big building or something.
Yeah, probably.
You
Yeah.
know? Yeah.
Anyway, I like to see him out in the bright light like that.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. What else did you enjoy about today's episode?
I liked that we finally got to see Elizabeth.
Yes, and I thought that I kind of felt like they were eavesdropping on our conversation, you know,
Yeah,
and
like we
finally
need to have
giving us
some treatment.
some
Yeah.
Elizabeth, yeah, and seeing
Yeah.
her sort of unraveling too, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. It was like Kevin's like, okay, we got something here, you know. I'll be back to
I thought that was pretty well played by both of them.
Yeah, he's such a good shrink.
He really is. And Laura's just so good as just the woman who is
A
so
wise
wise
woman, yes, I
and so
know.
caring. And I feel like she doesn't take anything for granted. I think that's one of the things I like about her.
I know. Yeah,
You know?
because she was hitting the nail on the head with Anna, the Anna Valentine situation. I wanted to be there because they were eating what looked to me like sort of yogurt parfait.
Yeah, they did look like yogurt parfaits.
Looked delicious.
And that always makes you wonder, like when they have actual food, then
Do they
why
get
can't
to
they put
eat
something in the coffee cups when they have their,
it?
you know? They'll spring for food, but they can't put a
They
little
can't
liquid
put
in a
coffee.
coffee cup, you
They
know?
just fill it with vodka or something.
Yeah, anything, I don't care. Just so it looks like it has some weight to it,
Yeah,
you
we haven't had a coffee cup scene in a while.
know? No.
But yeah,
Yeah.
that was a good scene. But yeah, Elizabeth, to revisit that, I'm annoyed about the parent thing because it seems to me that's kind of drummed up. Like, but
I
I'm glad that at
agree.
least they're going to follow through since they brought it up and now they're going to.
And maybe they had covered that in the past. I mean, I do remember that she was, you know, her grandmother was always like the key figure in her life, but seems like they could have even just said recently, you know, that she's realizing maybe how little her parents had to do with her life or something, you know.
Yeah.
I don't
And
know.
did we establish that MacGyver is her father? Is that when?
Or MacGyver-like-esque. I don't, maybe he is. I don't remember. I don't remember.
Well,
Sorry.
MacGyver was actually on the show.
Okay, so yeah, okay, so maybe that
I'm just
was her
wondering,
dad.
is that the one that played her father?
I think so. Yeah, I
Or
think
is supposed to be. So I would just be so happy if he came on again. Even for a
Yeah.
little cameo, that would be
Yeah.
fun.
That would be fun. I'm sure
I'm a
they've
fan.
tried. I'm sure they're wooing him if he's.
This is neither here nor there, but I still thought Elizabeth's hair looked a little strange, like wig-like or something. And I'm hoping there's not something going on with her, and that's why
It's
she's been
kind of
gone a lot,
stiff,
or
isn't it? Like it
yeah,
doesn't
or
really
done looking or
move.
something. Yeah, I don't know. That's a little
Yeah.
weird. But yeah, I liked seeing her be so, she's so tiny, and that helps make her look even more fragile. Like when her son is like looming over her, and she's just so frail looking. And
But she, yeah, she does a good sort of intense kind of, you know,
yeah.
like sort of instant anger, you know.
Yeah, and she's so good as a mother too. Like I know she's a mother in real life, so she probably tap on that. But But yeah, like when she's speaking to her sons, like I really believe she's their
mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You go, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we like you, Elizabeth. We're glad you're back.
Yeah.
You throw a puzzle. It looked like a shitty puzzle. Anyway.
It did. That's going to drive her more nuts doing a stupid puzzle.
Yeah. But I was wondering, like, what is the treatment for this fugue? What's the standard treatment for a fugue?
How long have you been holding on to fugue today?
I like that word.
I know. It's a musical word, isn't it?
I was just thinking, isn't that a musical word? I'm not sure what it means, but in music. Anyway, so I like that.
Yeah, and I like the idea that I think it would be awesome if we had just a lot of scenes with her and Kevin, you know?
Yeah, delving into it.
Then, you know, bring Sasha in too, you know?
Oh, that was yesterday, right? Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. So how did you like that scene?
Well, I guess as soon as they said that the other like lady was gonna open up this package, you know, at the end of like the deception bit, you know, I thought, oh geez, this is gonna be some trigger, you know. But
I wasn't smart enough to go there. I thought it was some rival product that they were like trying to, and so I was taken aback by the baby thing. But
yeah, I wasn't sure what it was going to be, but I thought they did quite a good job of watching her just sort of
showing her just completely lose it. Yeah,
completely losing
it. Really painful, and putting the real baby in the scenes, and like, oh my god,
such a baby.
Yeah, oh, it was rough. It was rough watching it.
It was. Yeah, it really was. Oh,
now
boy.
I know that Morgan Fairchild, is a real, you know, person. Oh, well, I mean, they're all real people.
You heard it here first, folks. Real person.
Sorry, Morgan
Fairchild.
It's a real celebrity. But the other woman with the baby wrap, is she somebody I should know? Or
I don't know. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know if some of this stuff, like if you're a Shop at Home Network kind of a person, if all of these people would be familiar.
Yeah, that's what I wondered. Like, I thought maybe there's even a real show that Morgan Fairchild had. You know, I thought maybe that was...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But do you know? You don't know. Aren't you an information scientist of some sort?
I sure am, Gia. Thank you for
being licensed in New York.
Yeah, but I am not a Home Shopping Network person. Believe it or not, I do love shopping, but not through my TV.
I have never I have flicked by, but I don't think I've ever watched it for more than 30 seconds while I'm
those people by. You think we yammer on and on.
Well, they got a lot of time to fill.
Yeah, they're just like masterful, I think, at filling that time, but I can't imagine like sitting there and watching that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have real like sort of snobby feelings about it that I'd like to like examine right now.
Oh, okay.
So why do I have snobby feelings towards the whole home shopping thing? What?
Yeah.
What
difference
does it make if you buy something because you've ordered it on TV, and yet I feel like perfectly fine getting stuff through Amazon? Well, so I looked
at a
picture. We know
that. Yes, you made that quite clear.
Have I? What's that mean?
You talk about like your rompers and stuff that you get.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm prey to like the like suggested for you kind of stuff.
Well, I think initially it seemed like those TV networks, like it seemed like they were inferior products, or maybe that's grew out of like infomercials, you know, about
it seemed like it was
like
tacky or something,
like a Ronco thing or something like that. You know, all those gadgets that used to have
ShamWow.
Yeah.
The ShamWow you know? Guy. I love
it. Yeah, it's expanded so much that I guess maybe it's, you know. We shouldn't be.
Doesn't even Martha Stewart have some kind of line? Like a
lot of people seem to. Yeah, I know Vanessa Williams does. Yeah,
does she? What does she sell?
She has a clothing line that she sells online. Yeah,
we should get outfits from Vanessa Williams.
I'm sure she
what
would
that
love
look
that.
Like, honestly?
She would perhaps pay us not
can we,
to do
can
that.
We speak to her? I mean, is it the kind of show where we can call up
we can call in? Yeah. That would
Why don't
fun.
You do that? You're best friends with her.
No, not best friends. No, not even close. No. Lovely, lovely woman, though, Vanessa Williams.
Yes.
Nothing, can't say a bad thing about her, but I don't know if she'd take our call, Gia. I think she's smart enough.
Just, do they get screened to the point where they'd be like, nope, you're not getting through?
Well, our names are probably on a few lists.
A bunch of lists, yeah. Well, I'm just thinking that that something Vanessa Williams has picked out to wear is probably going to be better than anything I've picked out.
Well, that's possible, but it might not. Yeah, it would be interesting if we succumb to some sort of a makeover.
Oh, an entire makeover. Yeah, like that show where they used to ambush people. Like, I feel like that's
so mean. That's so mean.
I think it'd be great. Wouldn't that be great, though, to have that happen?
You would like that? You would like to be the victim of an ambush makeover?
Well, I feel like it's the only thing that would help. The only thing.
Yeah, okay. You got a point there.
I don't know. It wouldn't be enjoyable at the time, but it'd be...
Oh, man, it would be awful.
But, you know, generally the results are good. And,
yeah, I guess. I can't imagine. I think it would take several weeks with someone like me. We can't finish this today.
We're just going to have to move right in with you. It's going to be a total immersion.
We're going to have to add members to our hair and makeup team.
Well, anyway, it occurred to me that maybe that show was real and maybe Morgan Fairchild actually had a show or something. Or
maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe she did. And, she did play that part pretty well. She seemed like just an awful woman.
She did seem awful. She kind of has the same look, but I'm obviously she's aged and, you know, mm-hmm. but well, I don't think I've seen her since she played
Chandler's
mom. Mom. Yeah.
Was such good casting.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I don't even know what her claim to fame was before that. Like, was she on Dynasty or something?
She was on one of those shows, yeah. One of those nighttime soaps. Yeah. So she's kind of come full circle, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of fun. And my favorite part of that, I mean, the whole thing was painful, but I was like, here comes Selena Wu, you know.
What the hell is she doing?
I don't know. There was absolutely no reason for her to be there.
No, that seems so out of left field.
Yeah, but I like how menacing she is.
No matter who she's talking to, yeah.
Yeah, like she saved the day, but then threatens Lucy. I know. Like
that's her signature, like, you know. You know you've talked to Selena Wu if you feel threatened by the conversation. Yeah.
But I like her a lot as a character. And I like that. I mean, they've had some good bad guys that have been women on the soap.
Yeah.
And, she's one of them, you know, like, she's an interesting character. So I hope we keep seeing more of her.
Yeah, she's not like a psychopath bad person.
Right,
Just like,
just a good businesswoman.
Just protecting her investment, bless her
heart. Strict and, you know, not a, like, not
could you see her with like a baby?
They put that thing on her and put the baby in there. But I also, I mean, I like that they're making her be a, like, straight up gangster, you know, like, I guess you used to get so tired of Sonny and Jason, like, you know, pretending, and then they never actually got bloody or did anything evil or awful or, you know, and they had that, like, no drugs policy. And it's like, well, what are you doing? Do you even qualify as mobsters?
As a gangster,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do.
I think they've made some people disappear, but they didn't get their hands dirty because that's just not smart, you know.
Well, but, you know, Jason was supposed to have been the enforcer. That was
right. I think we may have seen him shoot a person or two.
All right. I guess
maybe if he was being shot at.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, but, anyway, I just like that Selena's, you know, a badass, unapologetic, badass, menacing. She's making everybody kind of quake in their boots a little bit, except Sonny, maybe.
Right. Yeah. I feel like eventually that might change. You know, I don't know how much she's going to take from him, you know.
Yeah, I think she'll hopefully get the upper hand at some point. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Put him in his place, you think?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Yeah. Oh, excuse me.
Now, all right, let me ask you this question.
All right.
Now that we've seen Cody petting the pony and talking.
Talking about how magical horses are.
Yeah, do you love him now?
I think I hate him worse.
Because he's got no business touching that pony.
Yeah, because he doesn't mean any of it. It's just that whole, like, magical connection with horses. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think we are supposed to believe that he feels that way about horses, but I just think that's an easy sort of symbolic thing they do with uh-huh. animals and horses in particular.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that poor pony, I think it's doped up.
Yeah. That's a weird set. It sure is a weird set.
Kind of, it seems kind of unresponsive. Comment.
Yeah, I wonder, like, if a horse is imagining his life, where does playing a part on a soap opera fall? You know,
I wonder where it falls for anyone,
really. Human or
equine. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think both of us, we would have to admit that if we did win a prize and we're allowed to play.
Oh, I would be all over it.
Oh, we would act our pants off.
Yeah. And, you know, for some people like Brick, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that uh-huh. must have been something he wanted to do because he certainly, you know, risked a little ridicule in his other line of work.
Yeah. He probably does get teased here and there. But or maybe there's also envy, you know, among his
probably
ESPN coworkers. Yeah. So I guess we'd have to sort of make it in some other area to raise our profile enough that if we said,
don't hold
hey,
your breath. Or... Yeah. You're looking for me to make it.
Maybe someday they'll need like 80-year-old women, you know.
Just maybe.
Snacks in the background. We could be that. Look.
I don't know if anybody would ever need 80-year-old women for anything, but but anyway, Cody, no, I didn't like him any better. I'm infuriated by that one curl on his forehead. Infuriated.
Oh, I'm also
like, is that on purpose? Are the stylist putting that there?
I don't know. I don't know. He looks like he should probably be doing porn, doesn't he?
They were referring to him on Facebook as a not Chris Pratt.
Well,
that kind of cracks me up.
Chris Pratt seems kind of lucky to be Chris Pratt. I don't know.
He's very funny, though. Have you ever seen him on a talk show?
He's funny. He's funny, sure.
And interestingly, with this stable boy character for Cody, like, I don't know if you ever watched the sitcom Mom. Have you ever watched that?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. Yeah.
Well, did you see when he was on there and he played this deranged stable boy nephew of one of the women?
Oh, no, I didn't. I haven't seen that.
Has an affair with Christy.
Oh, okay.
And he's hysterical. You should look that up.
But, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, because, he was married to Anna Faris, right?
Oh, was he? I didn't even know that. I didn't really know who he was, but anyway, he's pretty funny. Okay. So, no, I still don't like Cody. Do you like him?
No, I hate him. I do not like him one bit. I don't like this like little dance with him and Britt and how like ultimately, you know, it appears that she's gonna like fall for him. You know, it just seems
It's like it seems like it's preordained and we just have to take it because
that's what the writers want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like she's just so much more interesting without him, you know,
in the same way that Carly and Drew have to be together. Apparently, like, are they not receiving enough social media
backlash
stuff to tell them that people don't want this, but maybe people do. I don't know. Maybe we're in the minority.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to stay in the minority, I guess, because I can't imagine ever liking these two relationships, you know?
No. And I was kind of like, I was pissed at both Drew and Sonny, not pissed at them, but
Yeah.
I was glad that Carly turned everybody down and kind of pointed out, like, hey, hello.
Yeah.
You know, in charge of my own life, people.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was like, like, rode into town with nothing, I'll be fine, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
I just didn't like the whole, like, men, like, I did this all for you. And it's like, well, I didn't ask you to do any of this, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, neither of them really made a good case. I didn't think either.
They didn't make a good case, and I also didn't like the way Sonny, like, made the offer, which sounded nice, and then 2 seconds later, he was very snarky.
Yeah. And it's interesting also that Michael is oblivious to all of this, right?
I guess he is. Yeah, Joss noticed something. Joss noticed that something was up.
Yeah, Michael's just off in his...
Michael's off in La La Land. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
We're going to have such a rich baby. We're rich. And this baby's going to come out and be instantly rich. And
strapped to a horse.
I like how they're always, like, mooning around talking about their family and Wiley. And it's like, we haven't seen Wiley in 3 years or something.
Yeah.
He's probably as big as Aiden now, you know.
Yeah, he's off getting his driver's license.
He's at boarding school with Charlotte. Yeah.
Yep. Just a catch-all for all these different aged children that we don't see.
But anyway, let's see, what else did we have? Oh, we had, like, going back further, we had the dump everybody in the pool scene with the teenagers.
Right, yeah.
Which was all to get DNA for this
super
convoluted scheme of Spencer's.
That is one of the dumbest schemes I've ever heard.
Super Scooby-Doo, like probably worse than Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I think Scooby-Doo could run circles around these kids.
And but I didn't, like, initially I was like, what? Like, when Cam said something to Carly about her lipstick, I was like, well, that's creepy and weird.
No.
I was quite taken aback by that.
Yeah. That's the best you can do, Cam.
Yeah. Like, what? Didn't she have a glass right there that she was drinking out of? Couldn't he have just taken her glass? Like, I don't know. Anyway. So that was kind of fun. A little bit. Everybody in the pool.
I did like, more recently, I liked the conversation between Brooklyn and Ned.
Oh, today. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had a bit of substance to it, and it sort of seemed like, you know, it was checking a lot of boxes for me. You know.
And I feel like Ned and Olivia's marriage is quite believable. Like, I believe that he got reamed out by Olivia.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And it would have been so simple to just loop her in.
loop her in. Moving forward in the future.
Yeah.
But I am a little tired of the Chase and Brooklyn little dance.
Yeah.
I thought we kind of got past it, and then they do another roadblock.
I know. That's a dumb thing, too. It's just tricky to write relationships, you know? Either, like, the heat dies as soon as they become.
Yeah, vulnerable. They jump the shark.
You know, I don't know, but it shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah, like the excitement is all in the getting together, and then once they're together. But, I don't know. They're both really fun characters. I would think they could just have them get together, then move forward in their relationship.
Yeah.
Like, just getting to know each other would be enough to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and they do have some stuff in common.
Their dark hair, or
music.
Oh, the music. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, though, like, are they really just shifting him out of the cop role so that we can do more, you know, singing and more performance stuff?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right.
Maybe he's got that in his contract. He's got to sing a certain number of Disney sort of themed songs.
In addition to one shower or pool scene.
In addition to appearing shirtless, I was not complaining.
I
have to see a character shirtless, he would be my top pick, probably.
Right. Yeah, I think I would agree with that. Yeah, and I guess having the pool, it's a little less gratuitous than when we see the shower scenes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right? Yeah. But it is. I
get, like, grossed out, like, on Facebook, even, like, so I live in a southern state. Mm-hmm. And so there are occasional pictures that guys will put in of themselves without shirts on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, why did you do that? Why? But then I'm thinking like, well, why do I care? I go to pools, I go to beaches, yeah. I go, you know,
yeah.
Why do I find it offensive that somebody's put a picture of themselves? I mean, maybe it's because they're like my age and they just need a shirt anyway.
Yeah. There's a reason why shirts were invented.
like I'm not putting up pictures that, you know, no. are showing anything gross no. at this age. But anyway, I just have a weird reaction. Even just seeing like bare shoulders. I think I might be a prude.
I think we both are. Possible? It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah. Too.
I thought I was so edgy, you know?
You can maybe be edgy and be a prude at the same time. You're very complicated.
Oh, I am complicated. I'm going like full on complicated. But I have to tell you, I learned a recent fashion term. I'm going to tell it to you because I'm sure you don't know it.
Okay.
Okay. Uh-huh. There's a new term called a cold shoulder dress, or it can be a shirt too.
Oh, is that where it's got like the shoulders cut out?
So yeah. Yeah. Did you know that was called a cold shoulder dress?
I don't think so, but
I like it.
You do. I don't. There's some, like, when I see dresses like that, or as I've established earlier, like asymmetrical dresses, like where there's one bare arm and one arm in a sleeve.
Sure.
Those
yeah.
both, I get like a draft, you know, it just like makes me a little chilly.
Well, I guess this is a difference in where we live, because.
Maybe it's practical where you are, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, I thought it was a fun name.
Like duplicitous whores.
All these lying duplicitous horrors are yeah. surrounding me. Yeah.
Up and down the block. Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Chase and his shirt off.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of pool scenes, how do you feel about Alexis and Finn's father, whose name is
Jason?
Well, what is his name? Edward? No.
I don't remember, but he seems like he's got like zero personality, right?
Yeah, he's like talking to a box of shredded wheat.
Yeah, yeah, and they're acting like they're sparring, and this is interesting, and there are sparks, yeah. you know, and I'm not feeling yeah. that either. Yeah, he's a bit of a stiff, and I know he's been an actor for a long time, and they probably felt like that was quite a score to get him on the show.
Oh, well, is he a big deal? I didn't know.
Well, not a big deal, but yeah, Gregory Harrison.
Well, is he a soap actor for a long time? You mean
no, he was on a nighttime show. Am I going to have to look it up while we're
like
talking?
Like Falcon Crest or something like that, or like something.
I think it was. Let me see if I can get it quickly. Keep talking.
yeah, but he's pretty stiff, and I haven't liked him in anything they've used him for, really.
No,
well, except he had that one conversation with Cam we both thought was sort of good.
Trapper but, John, MD, Logan's Run.
Neither shows that I viewed. I mean, I know
no,
they were.
Me neither.
Yeah, so anyway. I'm sure he was marvelous, but
yeah. Oh well.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
No,
I do like. I appreciate that they have somebody, like that. They're still looking for love interests for older characters.
Yeah.
It's like, that's nice to.
Yeah.
That they're, I mean, that like, they're viable, you know.
Right, right. Well, I would say like Laura and Kevin's relationship, that seems like one that's pretty, it feels pretty convincing, I guess. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they seem sort of like that's a good fit, you know.
Yeah, I kind of wish we'd have more of them together. But I kind of believe, in the same way, like, I believe Olivia and Ned.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they seem to have sort of real couples issues going on, family things.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
I don't know,
it's
I guess.
Possible. It's possible to have a relationship, you know, on the show without all the games and stuff.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't look forward to them shoving those two together. And
no, I don't either. Mm-mm.
I don't know. Maybe Alexis and Cody. But yeah, I feel like, are we going to be treated to a lot of really awkward, like, riding lesson, like, get Brit up on the horse in front of you kind of thing, and here's how you...
No, that's going to be really awful, isn't it?
it's going to be hard on the horse. It's just, and if he's going to be in there, it's like, where is the rest of the stable? Like, they just have the one horse. They have to hire somebody to.
Yeah, and he gets
run the. Yeah.
That seems...
I mean, maybe there's a whole other area we're not seeing, but I'd like to see a bunch of horses. If
I know you, would. Have this. Yeah, I know.
Wouldn't you?
Wouldn't anybody?
We're just going to get this one medicated pony.
Just the head of the horse. We don't even know.
With his eyes glazed over. Like,
yeah.
thinking like, who is this douchebag rubbing my face?
I can't listen to these stupid lines day after day.
Well, anyway, it'll be fun if they actually get some outdoor scenes with the horses. And
yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be. And again, we've got this blurred line. Like, so is Cody like? Does he ride Western? He's got the ginormous Western like rodeo belt buckle.
Uh-huh.
But the Quartermains are certainly going to be English riders. It's going to be a problem.
I know what's happening here. You're trying to make the case for there what? Needing to be some sort of a horse consultant for the show.
Well, obviously they didn't consult anybody before they started
so
throwing in. Just, they were just like horse equine references, throw them in like it doesn't matter.
Part. As the horse reference, the horse consultant person. And they didn't bite when you were talking about succulents, and I'm not sure they're going to bite now, Gia. So.
Yeah, probably not. So but you know what I mean? Like, the Quartermains, they might have a whole team of polo
fact,
ponies.
I don't know what you mean.
People of a certain social status... are going to ride English.
Uh-huh.
And the Quartermains are supposed to be of that sort of strata, that status. And would they have this Yahoo?
No.
I don't know.
The screening process was very, very thin.
Very loose.
Yeah, they should run a background check, really, on anybody, you know, who's working.
Anybody that enters the grounds. Yeah,
really. Honestly, they should.
Honestly, yeah. Anyway. Well, we'll see what happens, but I feel like it could be infuriating for me. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is a safe place for you to talk about that.
You know, I used to get it's not quite the same, but I as a girl, the Little House on the Prairie series.
Yep.
Like, I could barely stand to watch it because it wasn't like the books. Like, they deviated so far from the books.
Yeah.
And it made me
so... I was
very
suspicious of it, yeah.
It made me very upset.
Yeah.
You know,
I know. I agree, yeah.
The lack of authenticity.
Right.
For entertainment's sake.
Right, yeah.
So, I guess I'm a little bit of a stickler. I'm a little bit stiff about it all. I don't know, but... Yeah. It's all right. I'm going to stay with it.
This isn't going to be the thing that
no, I don't
causes
think so.
You to just stop.
No, there's too much to like, so I'll be
too
okay.
Too much to like, yeah, there is.
It's yeah, I felt like we had better moments in spite of all the infuriating things happening.
Yeah.
We had some better,
yeah, we
better
had so many
moments.
Characters, so many different characters appear in the last few days, so that's good, but.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's about all I've got to say. You?
Yeah. That's it. That's it for me, Gia. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So to recap, I don't know, do some studying about horses, hospital. Or
yeah. Yeah. Get your facts straight here. What kind of stable
work.
You're running? Yeah.
What kind of stable you're running?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, we will watch again and critique, and
we will.
We'll look forward to some more scenes at Ferncliff or Shady Brook or wherever all these poor women are going.
Wherever the women are going, yeah.
Oh my goodness, unraveled.
Yeah. Well, can you blame them?
No, they've been through a lot.
They have. All right, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good night, and thanks to everybody who's
listening.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
All right. See ya.